Sarah almost screamed. She had stopped for a downtown traffic light when an unexpected movement drew her attention to the edge of the crosswalk. Stunned, she gawked through her windshield at the face from her worst nightmare. She groaned. Oh, no. Please, God, no. No. The man stood amid a group of sweltering pedestrians in the July Texas heat. His eyes were fixed on the traffic signal above Congress Avenue. He wiped his sweaty brow on one arm, rotated his head once again in a circle above his shoulders, and then quickly replaced his baseball cap and sunglasses. Sarah's fingers began to cramp from gripping her steering wheel so tightly. It couldn't be. What she saw wasn't possible. And yet, there he was. The man turned and looked toward Sarah. The instant their gazes met, she saw him stiffen. He had recognized her, too. Sarah jammed her foot against the accelerator and shot across the intersection. Oblivious to right-of-way concerns, screeching tires, or blaring automobile horns, her only impulse was to escape. She had traveled less than 30 feet when forced to slam on her brakes. A scruffy, bent-eared dog darted into the street in front of her. The instant the animal was safely across, Sarah sped away, her heart hammering against her ribs. She was much too frightened to risk a glance in the rear-view mirror. Moments later, Sarah tried frantically to explain to the Austin PD patrolman who pulled her over. "Scott Corbin," she said, still breathing hard. "The chameleon, he's right back there, and he has murdered 6 women. He's a serial killer." Sarah followed the officer back to the intersection, her mouth so dry she could hardly speak. She scanned a horde of office workers scurrying to and from lunch hour errands. No Scott Corbin. The officer took a quick inventory of Sarah Hill. Brunette, about 32, 5'5". No wedding band, driving a well-tended dark blue Honda Accord. She could be attractive, he thought, if she made herself up and displayed her figure more. Even as upset as she was, she had kind eyes that sparkled a startling green color. The policeman seemed to doubt everything that Sarah had said. In the end, he cited her for running a red light and reckless driving. Sarah's hands trembled as she drove off, frustrated, angry, and overwhelmingly frightened. She was suddenly aware of just how vulnerable she was. Other than co-workers at the office and a few acquaintances at the animal shelter, she had nobody. No one to turn to. Even Phyllis, her only close friend, had moved away 3 weeks earlier. Sarah's entire family consisted of herself and Margot, her beautiful little cat. She blinked back tears and groaned aloud. Nobody should be this alone. Why had she ever been so foolish as to testify at that man's trial? Now he would surely track her down and kill her if... But wait, how could she possibly have seen Scott Corbin, today or any other day? She couldn't. He was dead. Scott Corbin had been executed by lethal injection 6 months earlier at the state prison in Huntsville, Texas.